Welcome to the Next Regeneration Podcast by the Osteology Foundation. We feature hot topics and novel perspectives, always with relevance to the dental career and practice. Join our hosts, Anina and Elena, as they speak with new guests from around the world each month and learn more about what's important for the next generation in oral regeneration.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our podcast series. So today we are very excited to be recording live from Barcelona during the Osteology Symposium and to have with us two very special guests that will discuss about the importance of mentorship and what mentorship meant in their academic and professional journey. As you know, mentoring is about sharing experiences, hardships, and knowledge to help others to grow, advance, and carry on a legacy. When we decided to discuss about this very important topic, we immediately thought about inviting these two guests who perfectly embody the values of mentorship and are looked up to by so many young clinicians and researchers all around the world. Right, Anina?
Yes, exactly, Elena. Today we are extremely happy to have with us two real giants in the field of periodontology. Although they really do not need any introduction, I would just quickly go through the CV just to give you a short introduction about these two really giant people in the field. So, Professor De Santis is an associate professor at the University Vita e Salute San Raffaele in Milan, where he is also the chair of the Department of Periodontology. Throughout his long and successful career, he presented all on the main international stages in the field of periodontology and implant dentistry. And of course, he won numerous international prizes. He's past president of the Italian Society of Periodontology, and he is one of the most worldwide recognized experts in the field of soft tissue management around teeth and implants. Together with Professor De Santis, we have also the pleasure to host another giant when he comes to soft tissue management, Professor Giovanni Zucchelli. Professor Zucchelli is a full professor at the University of Bologna, where he is the chair of the Department of Periodontology, the director of the Master in Periodontology and Clinical Implantology. Professor Zucchelli is also the author of numerous scientific publications, including two Atlas textbooks on soft tissue plastic surgeries. He is the winner of numerous international scientific prizes for his research and past president of the Italian Academy of Osteointegration. So long the CV, but I must say it's very impressive. So, folks, De Santis and Professor Zucchelli are two pioneers in mucochangeable surgeries and the inventors of the surgical techniques that are now applied worldwide. So, it's a great honor that you are here with us for this episode. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Great. So, dear Professor De Santis and Professor Zucchelli, we all know about your research and clinical skills. We are always used to see you on the main stages. But today we want to do something a little bit different because we want to discuss a little bit more about your personal story, because maybe not all the people that follow your clinical activity, they know, you know, what's the story behind. So I would like to start with you, Professor Zucchelli. So can you tell us a little bit about the role that Professor De Santis played on your career and development and how you started working together in the past?
So how much time do we have days?
Yeah, no, just a quick summary.
Everything started when I was just graduated in the University of Bologna. And my professor, Professor Calandrello, sent me to Milano for working with another professor. But in the meantime, he decided to have Massimo De Santis as a professor in the University of Bologna. And when I met him for the first time, I immediately stopped to go to Milano. And without saying nothing, So I really escaped from Milano, and I came back to Bologna to work with Massimo. And I have to tell you that it's my true mentor from a First, from a surgical point of view, I cannot forget the first time I made the surgery with him. He was keeping my hands during the split thickness elevation.
Amazing. Again.
Papilla. So we did the first split thickness elevation of the papilla together with my hands and his brain in his hands. So it was really my mentor from all point of view. It was, you know, my idol at the beginning. And then we, most important of all, we became really friends. And that's why I think that we were able to work such a long time together, because we really take so many, really also advantages, and also, you know, good relationship between us. That is the secret for the long-term friendship and for the long-term collaboration.
So nice to hear how everything started, because, as I said, we see you all the time everywhere, but it's good to see, from the very beginning how you met each other and how this relationship of mentorship in the beginning started. Yeah, it's very interesting, and I really feel the strong connection you have both. And how about you, Professor DeSantis? How was it when you met Professor Tutkendli? I mean, you can tell everything now.
Okay. I try to be serious, but when I met Giovanni, the first time he was full of curly hair. He was a beautiful kid, very nice, very shy, believe it or not. And so we started to work together. He was, at the very beginning, suctioning during the surgery. But then he became so quickly good with his hands in surgery that I started learning from him. I think he was the first one to use connective tissue under the coronal advance flap between the two of us, for the truth. We were very excited about the stuff. And I remember that Calandriello was exasperated by the way those surgeries were going in his private office. So in reality, yes, at the beginning I was holding his hands, but by the passing of the years, it was holding my brain. It was much more important. So this is more or less how things were going.
Yeah, I think it's also, you can learn from each other, right? So sometimes you are the mentor, but you also learn from your mentee, right? Because
I think it's much more than learning. I think that you start having a way of thinking, and I want to say a philosophy of approaching periodontal surgery that we start sharing. And it came out by itself, by talking together, by discussing together. It was not something that we decide from now on we do like this. It was a growing together. And I don't believe very much on the story of a one-way relationship between the mentor and there is a stupidity. The relationship is that if you are open to accept the suggestion, ideas, point of view of who is younger than you, that's the only way of growing, because otherwise you stay in your comfortable room where you never... And Giovanni was every day pushing for new things, for new ideas. So I'm grateful that I had such a mentor like Giovanni.
So this is really a true example of mentorship, I would say. So because we talk about this, and hopefully we're going to have many young people listening to this podcast, dear Professor DeSantis, can you tell us what do you think is a good mentor? Which are the characteristics that a good that a good mentor should have?
What?
And also that should not have, maybe.
Supposing I am a good mentor,
yes,
and I have some doubt about that, I think that the good characteristic is to listen. The good characteristic is to accept the other, to be open to confrontation. And the best example, obviously, is the work, but the best way to have people growing is to share the ideas and to challenge the ideas, to accept the challenge also. Challenging, and the relationship with Yang, the most important fact is that you always have to push them to challenge yourself. And that's the way to have youngsters to grow. Because if you don't accept the challenge, if you don't accept the discussion, you don't accept the confrontation, nobody's growing. You stay close in your room and the room stays there. So I don't know if it is the most important part, but I believe that by this I was very, very lucky, not only because I met Giovanni, that was by far the most brilliant person I met in my life, but also for the many, many kids that I have the luck to have in my university that were giving me much more than what I gave to them. That's for sure.
May I add something?
Of course. Please, yes.
Yeah. I think that we are a true example. And most probably, I think it's one of the very, very few examples in our world that we were not only, you know, mentor and pupils, but we continue our mentorship with much younger people. And we really are a school. We are a school. Me and Massimo made a school. And even if we separated at a certain time, we have two different groups that works exactly in the same way, with the same principle, with the same philosophy. And the school is only one. You know, he's the mentor of this school, but I think that I did a good job to continue the school. And he also continued his school in Milano. And it's so nice to see that there is so many young people that comes from our school. And this is really unique. Mm-hmm. If you can try to think to whatever other group in the world, I think that there is no such a big school as we did. And I think that we can really be very proud of this. It's really something that we have in common. And I think that the most important thing for being a mentor is to give.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So when you, I mean, this is a question from both of you, really. When you look back at your career, which are the messages that you think you have passed to your students, to your mentee? Maybe you mentioned that a little bit about being with open mind, potentially. So this is one of the key messages.
You know, I like to receive an interview by one of my students.
Exactly.
So you could answer to the question better than I can answer. But in any event, as I always say, you have to be open, study, you know, those kind of. But the most important fact, you have to always to challenge what they try to show you. Challenge, question, get deep into the problem. Don't accept statement without having seen the real backhoe to the statement. So. Science is a little bit more than just discussing on technique, on surgery. Science means that you can show numbers, figures, results. And those are things that you tell to your kids. Don't accept the truth as it was true. You always get inside. You always discuss. Always question people that is in front of you. Don't accept the authority relationship. Mm-hmm. The real authority is your brain. And in fact, you never respect me, never, from the very beginning. But anyway, this was very, 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 very good for me because the lesson I learned from him is the humility. Can I say just something? Because that's a little bit, something has to be clear from the beginning. Here you are talking about relationship of friendship. Friendship means many things. One of these is love. I think it's probably overused, overestimated words, but it's something real between the two of us from many, many years. So it's a little bit different than just student and mentor and stuff like that.
Yeah, of course. This is why we picked you as the perfect example, because it's not just work. It's something definitely goes beyond.
I think it's really unique. It's really unique. And I think that what we have in common is that we publish a lot, but we have never looked what we have published in the past. We always tried to get something more, to improve and to do something new. You know, this is really what distinguishes us.
To push boundaries.
And sometimes one of the two says a word or is an idea and stays in your back. You know, I remember we have discussed. We happened to talk each other about, for instance, the importance of the connective tissue. I'm sorry to talk about technicality, but it's just to give an idea. And then it stays in the back of the mind of the other. And then something. It's like the idea is coming up and you try to put down a trial and then the trial becomes a scientific article. And then you don't know really if it was coming out from your mind or from the mind of your friend. But this is not important. Important is following the same track. And the track is to demonstrate our ideas.
The goal was the same, the end. Yeah, it's everything about, you know, it goes beyond. This was what he said about mentor and mentee. It's just more. And you were lucky that you found it in each other. So. And I mean, we can see it, and I really like to see that. But I have another question for you, Professor Tugendhat, because you know it's always when you have the mentor, and it's a giant, and you know when you try to grow, and you are for a certain time you're also in the shadow of your mentor. So maybe you can give to the young generation how you manage also to have your own spot and to just be then an independent person.
Push me out.
No, no.
It's very easy. Push me out with this.
No, no. The truth is that I've never been in the shadow, because I was so young, and he asked me to make the courses together, educational courses together, and I was very, very young, and so he never put me in the shadow. So I really think this is the reason why we are still so close each other, because there was no shadow in our relationship, really. And so I cannot tell you how I can get out of the shadow, because I've never been to the shadow. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, but then is it after you see the article of his school? He saw those kids have been always constantly put up, even in his book. And the last one, that is one of his students being...
But you manage any way to promote the success of your student.
I agree very much.
I think that a relationship between mentorship and pupils is not that one is in the shadow and has to get out. Because the true mentor, really, don't need to put the pupils in the shadow, because he's a mentor.
Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly.
Why do you need to put somebody in the shadow if you know that you are the mentor, you know, so...
You know, really, he needs a lot of self-confidence to be that way.
Yeah.
A lot of so-called mentors don't have enough self-confidence to support the kids, and they're always scared that somebody can get over them. And this is the main problem in our academics sometimes, so to say. But
not only academics, but generally.
Excuse me.
No, I mean, there is a lot of people that is very, very well known all over the world, but if you look in the back of them, there is nobody, you know? So I think that we really did a good job, because we were not jealous at all each other, but also for the girls.
Yeah, I think when you look at a person, if you see if he's a good mentor, you don't look at him, but at the students and the people from the group. If they are good, it means that obviously he did a good job.
Yeah, you're right. Definitely.
So.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we could go on and on for hours, but we know that you are busy and you have many commitments, so... Just to conclude, can you maybe give us some final advices on, to the next generation, on what you think are the key principles, the key of success for their future, their career?
I can really say that you have to be very lucky. I don't know how much it's a matter of. Lucky or, that you are capable to see, because selecting the right mentor is really the key for your success in the career. And sometimes you're lucky and sometimes you're not. But I think this is really a matter of personal relationship and great and esteem each other. So, and then obviously you have to work a lot, because it's not so easy, you know. To make what we did, but we did it by enjoying our profession and our research and our relationship. That's the truth. We really enjoyed so much.
You should always do it with passion, right? And how about you, Professor De Santis?
Well, you know, if I had to give advice to kids, advice is the first thing you have to do, you have to find humility, to accept suggestion and to study a lot. Nothing comes for granted. If you don't study, if you don't get deep into the topic, if you think that our work is just cutting gums, you will not get to anything. So you have to study, to get deep, to have the humility to spend your time on the book, on the article. And then, of course, then you need some kind of an example in order to grow up, probably. I'm not so sure that without mentor you cannot grow, because you can have your idea, you can develop your idea, as long as you challenge yourself, and that you challenge as much as you challenge the other, you have to accept also to challenge yourself. You may improve. You will improve. Then, obviously, if you look at the academic career, yes, you need a school, you need a mentor, you need a place where you can develop yourself also on a standpoint of the teaching activity. And I cannot give any suggestion on that. But as Giovanni said, you need also to be a little bit lucky in that area. But, you know, you can be very happy also out of the academic career. You can be very happy in your practice. You can be very happy by being extremely, you know, and there is something more I want to say. Our job is not only research. Our job has to do with patient. We have a relationship with human being. And your capacity of having a relationship with human being, your capacity of expressing what you learn, what you know, also with your patient, with your treatment, with your therapy, will make you happy, even if you will not become the first in the world. Doesn't make so much for a youngster to be the first in the world. It's important that you can develop a good therapy. You are satisfied by yourself. And when you get the night, you're happy and you can close down your light without having any regret. And as far as friendship, for sure, is the most important part of the life. This is because me and Giovanni, but in any relationship or human being, human relationship is the most important part. Without that, you're just an isolated guy. Nothing can grow in an isolated field. That's my feeling.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You gave us food for thoughts, definitely. Thank you. Thank you very much that you were here, our guest.
Thank you.
It was very passionate. So thank you very much for all you
thought. Thank you for the great opportunity. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Next Regeneration Podcast by the Osteology Foundation. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. This helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next episode.